There's a certain nostalgia about graduating from school, whether elementary, high school, or college. For some, their time was personally rewarding, and they strive to remember character-forming events. For others, it's a time to forget and hope for better days ahead. But in researching this story, I found it was almost universally true that students who graduate from police academies loved their time there, even though the testing was hard, both mentally and physically. While the average officer training is only 4 to 6 months long, memories and friendships formed there often last a lifetime. I tried to contrast this obvious benefit with the reality of a difficult job. In spite of the need for people who enforce the law of the land, the fact is that nobody likes to be corrected, especially if they know they're wrong, and their ire is usually directed to law enforcement officers instead of the people who make the laws. Consequently, there are some officers who never make it to their 20-year retirement, preferring instead to take ancillary jobs such as private detective or security guard that the average citizen treats with more respect. And even if they make it to retirement, oftentimes their pension is only half of their salary, necessitating a part-time supplemental job after retirement. Also, they usually aren't eligible for Social Security benefits during their time in law enforcement. These realities don't make people knock down the doors of police academies to become cadets. Or put another way, the high cost of enrollment and high academic standards tend to eliminate those who want to be there because they can't get a job doing something else. In overall assessment, men and women who go through officer training and work in a police force don't do it for pride or money. They do it because the work suits their personality. In psychological studies, policemen overwhelmingly have the desire to serve and protect others. It is their chief characteristic among many other descriptives. Knowing this, perhaps the reason their academic experiences are so positive is because they are among like-minded individuals who have found the right job for themselves, their niche. It is tragic when politics robs them of their chosen role, a scenario played out more and more often in the news of the day when angry citizens want to shoot the messenger instead of the people who sent him. It makes a thoughtful person wonder if the people who own media outlets that curse the police are in that lot who don't like to be corrected when they are wrong. Regardless, I hope you agree that this story accurately reflects the training and attitudes of our modern police force. If you don't agree, then you will also likely fail to see the greatness that lies within the heart of people who just want to serve and protect you. There are many voices in our society, some claiming police brutality and others expressing gratitude for their service. But the fact is, without enforcement, there is no law, and without law, there is no order. Consequently, those who would abolish policing are really calling for anarchy, and in all likelihood, they would be the first people to run from danger if they got what they wanted, because they don't have a desire to serve and protect others, only themselves.